Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Next week, next Tuesday, it's here, Live Day. That's right, Tuesday, November 20th, that's next week, Snoqualmie Casino. And Live Day is awesome because our show, The Men's Room, completely live. And for the second year in a row, we're having you be part of it. Yes, we want you to be in the live studio audience. And it's so much more fun. We love Live Day anyway. But to do it in front of y'all like that, and also for the bands to be able to play their music in front of y'all like that, as well as some of their great KISW songs, because again, nothing is recorded, so everything will be played live.
Awesome experience. A great vibe there, as always. I'm looking forward to seeing Craig Gass again. He's going to be hanging out with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in their pajamas.
Yeah.
We're going to get bananas in pajamas, baby.
That's what we're going to do. And of course,
it's the bananas in pajamas. We're coming down the stairs.
I said I had a surprise for you, and Sarah said I already said the surprise a couple of weeks ago, so I totally forgot that.
What is the surprise?
Yeah,
then?
We forgot already.
Well, if you don't know, then it's going to be a surprise again.
Oh, come on. Sarah, what's the surprise?
Don't tell them it's a surprise, and only a few savvy rockaholics will know what my surprise is. And by the way, it's a very underwhelming surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I still like it, though.
Are you wearing a fez for Doctor Who?
Oh, you are so close, girl.
Oh. Doctor Who pajamas.
You guys are all... Well, I already told you I've got some Doctor Who
pajamas. Oh, you have a cape. You're wearing a cape.
You guys, you know what? You'll have to see.
It's a Doctor Who robe.
You'll see.
A TARDIS robe.
Yeah, TARDIS robe. That's what I'm thinking. Ah, you guys are very close. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, you can be very close to the action. You can get your tickets, general admission, or premium experience package. It is, of course, Live Day. It is so much fun. Snoqualmie Casino, by the way, a great place just in general to go. So we're loving being there. You want tickets? You want info? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser.
Turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for one. Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Seahawks, because it's Blue Thursday.
Blue Thursday, baby. It's Friday, Junior. I mean, I know it's not as cool as a Blue Friday, but it still makes me feel good that, you know, part of me getting ready for the weekend is getting a Hawks game tonight.
Yes. That's a good way to look at it. I'm just going to go home and play Fallout.
Well, that's not a bad way to go either, buddy. I know you're a big football fan, so you won't be paying attention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So wait, you're done with Red Dead Redemption, and now you're into Fallout?
Yes.
They timed this bad.
They didn't get
to finish everything.
Oh, dude, no. I'm like 22% through Red Dead, which is nothing. And now I've got Fallout. And essentially, if I get bored or really mad at Fallout, I can go back to Red Dead and vice versa.
It's like blockbuster movies, though, Steve. Red Dead's been out for, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the next blockbuster's out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but when you've got 60 hours of playtime and not enough time to do that, then, yeah, what are you going to do?
Dude, I can't blame you. I mean, I know how excited you are for Fallout. It's a great game. I look forward to watching you and Uncle Chris play in it because I can't play it, but I love watching you guys play because it's such an amazing world.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, Danny said it for a second. He thought you were listening to Fallout Boy, but no.
I did, actually.
That is the best way to play Fallout, I think, is you have to get the soundtrack.
Ugh,
I'm with you.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah,
oh, God,
I do actually kind of like a little bit of Fallout Boy.
All right, good.
I suck, but I know.
Well, all right then. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Tacoma to take on Steve. Chris, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Cade Sport MMA tickets are going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, December 15th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, what do the knights bang together to mimic the sounds of trotting horses?
Coconuts.
Yes. What is the only Star Wars character honored with his own breakfast cereal?
Yoda.
No.
Luke Skywalker.
No.
Han Solo.
No. What South American nation is the world's largest exporter of coffee?
Brazil.
Yes. What does the website IMDb stand for?
Internet Movie Database.
Yes. Gray nurse and thresher are both types of what sea creature?
Fish.
No.
Shark.
Yes. Cirrus, stratus, and cumulus are all types of what atmospheric occurrence?
Clouds.
Yes. Oliver Queen is a fictional character from what CW TV show?
Arrow.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Android.
Yes. What letter is least used in the English language?
Q.
No.
Z.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Not too bad.
That's a good one. You might get yourself another loser song this week.
Would you accept Green Arrow as an answer? He's been identifying himself that, actually, even though the show is still called Arrow.
No, you got to go with the name of the title of the show. I didn't ask him.
Give it to you.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, he's a fictional character from the show.
You have failed this city, my friend.
Oh, is that a line from it?
It's a catchphrase.
Okay, because I was like, I haven't done anything right now.
By the way, he's got a new name.
Well, don't say anything. I know Steve's not going to get that one, but don't say anything.
Yeah. I actually don't know if I know the exact new name.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Nice trivia there, BJ.
No problem, buddy.
Jeez. Are you ready, Steve?
Go Hawks.
In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, what do the knights bang together to mimic the sound of trotting horses?
Wood.
No.
Cans.
No.
Coconuts.
Yes.
What?
Who was the only Star Wars character honored with his own breakfast cereal?
Yoda?
Nope.
R2-D2.
No.
C-3POs.
Yes.
Wow.
What South American nation is the largest exporter of coffee?
Colombia.
No.
What was the question?
What South American nation is the world's largest exporter of coffee?
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No. What does the website IMDb stand
Olivia.
For? No.
Internet Movie Database.
Yes. Right. Gray nurse and thresher are both types of what sea creature?
Seahorses.
No.
Shark.
Yes. Nice. Cirrus, stratus, and cumulus are all types of what atmospheric occurrence?
Condensation.
No.
I was trying to pick up on something you said there.
No.
Clouds.
Yes. Yeah. Oliver Queen is a fictional character from what CW TV show?
Oh. What's that one?
Arrow.
Yes.
Arrow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You lose 6-8.
Oh, it's a good day.
Yes.
Good day. Chris, congratulations. You're a winner, my friend.
Play the song.
Yeah. The song will be played, my friend. Here we go.
Joe Boris, play that song.
Yeah!
You took too much time asking for repeats of questions that you're just answering with European countries when I said South American.
You know, I'm doing my best, Rev.
I can
He's
tell.
The man.
I just need to ask more South American questions.
That's what you need to do.
You'll be a winner. It was Brazil. Chris got that one correct.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two questions you didn't get to. Actually, there's a bunch of me didn't do, but one that Chris did. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Google Play.
No.
Android.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
yeah, what's so funny about Google Play?
No, it's the one thing that they use. It's essentially like their...
Google Play their store?
Yeah, it's their store. It's like their Apple store for apps and such like that.
Yeah.
But the operating system is
there. I was working my way there.
You got there eventually.
I just don't know if I can work with them anymore.
Oh. And the letter that is least used in the English language?
Ooh. I'm going to go with...
I'd like to buy an O.
Q.
It's not O. It's not Q.
X.
No.
Oh, come on.
This is fun.
You can
see. Yeah. There you go. And if you would have gotten that, you would have tied. But you didn't. Yeah. So you lost.
Q is used a lot, by the way.
It really actually
I don't know why people think that Q is not used a lot. Q is used a lot.
Because it's hard to use in Scrabble.
And it's hard to write in script.
Oh, okay.
I thought about that.
Very difficult.
So that's why they don't use keywords.
Nobody uses cursive anymore, do they?
I do when I sign my checks, because when you have to write out, and I know, I mean, I don't write a lot of checks anymore, but when I do,
I guess.
But even I can't remember how to do it. It's like, well, I have a brain fart going, how do I make an H? How do I make this R? It's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, my R's, you're supposed to put like the little lip on there, and it just does not look like that at all.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Chris on beating Steve this morning.
If you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the win, man.
Somebody has a question of, would you have accepted Smallville? I guess for the Arrow question, I don't know why, but...
Oh, was Oliver Queen on Smallville for a little bit?
I bet you he might have been. Oh, I mean, if somebody would have thrown that out there, I would have said no, and then the texters would have corrected me, so...
Stupid, exactly.
So it probably would have gone that way. I would have initially, no, but...
It makes sense. They're in the same universe, but I never watched Smallville, so I don't know.
I watched a little bit of Smallville. All right, then, yeah, so... well, the next time he gets that question, I'll make sure to put that as another answer as well.
Look at that cheesy costume in Smallville.
That's not cheesy. It looks like somebody's wrestling attire.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, you're,
yeah, it's pretty cheesy looking.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, there you go, kids. Beat Migs, tie or beat, and that's how you get the prize. It's pretty nice. I don't know if you heard about this. This is a really, really powerful interview that was done on PBS with Dave Grohl, because it's almost been 25 years since we lost Kurt Cobain.
Man.
And... you know, of course, Dave Grohl, like a lot of folks that were close to Kurt, especially him, they've been dealing with it, had to deal with it when it happened and all these years later.
24 years or something. Yeah. Damn, dude.
So he gave an interview. Dave Grohl gave an interview to PBS where he talked about how Kurt's suicide devastated him, but also inspired him.
You know, when Kurt died, I remember the next day and thinking, I still get to live. So I'm going to live every day like it's my last one. Even if it's the worst day, I'm going to try to appreciate it. I still feel that way. I never want to die. I honestly feel like if I get to do this and I've got these beautiful kids, as long as I can do this and do this, I'm all good.
And it really is great to hear somebody like that say that, because I have no idea, you know, if Dave Grohl has anything he struggles with, in the, you know, as far as mental health is concerned. But it's that kind of attitude that the average person has. And somebody who battles depression, it is so hard for them to have that attitude. Because, yeah, you can be inspired and you can want to live your day to the fullest. A lot of folks that don't battle depression, they can be inspired by something, by a lot of things in life. You know, even if they lose a loved one just through natural causes. I remember, Steve, you changed your life when you lost an uncle who you realized was a great figure in your family. And I saw you really, frankly, just from an observation, I thought you started becoming a better man and living a much more full life. That seemed to be a big turning point.
Yeah, absolutely. You just realized, okay, you know, that guy lived such a great life and now he's gone. You know, in a weird way, inspired you to kind of want to pick up that ball and run with it and continue that legacy within the family. Okay. You know, I mean, I don't know how to really fully explain it, because it's a tough thing still to process, but it was just to lose somebody who was truly the leader of the family, and to lose him at such a young age. I mean, he was probably right around your age, BJ. I mean, it's just nuts to think.
Really? Wow, I didn't realize he was my age. Damn, I mean, dude.
Maybe a little bit older, but not much older.
Yeah.
I mean, young dude, and, you know, and just cancer, you know, took him like it's taken so many people. But you then start reflecting on all the great things he did for the family and all the great things he did for my parents and all the great things he's done for other people. I mean, he was just that kind of a guy, and, you know, he did very well for himself financially, but he was more than willing to share that with anybody and everyone.
I think it's really wonderful when we can look at something like death and have it be inspirational. And I'm happy that Dave Grohl's talking about it. I really think that as much as it's difficult for people to talk about these issues, and there's been a lot of folks here locally who are celebrities, if you will, in the music world that have had to deal with death of bandmates and loved ones, and talking about it does take the stigma away, because in almost every one of the situations we can think of, depression and mental health, you know, issues was at the core of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have turned to whatever, you know what I mean? You turn to a lot of things to try to self-medicate and try to feel okay in the world. And we're realizing now that depression is just, it's just something that it's not just somebody being sad and sitting in a chair. It has so many different forms. And guys like Dave Grohl being willing to talk about, you know, what it was like for him and the whole Kurt situation can only be helpful. And I'm very, very grateful that he did that.
I feel like Dave Grohl should just say, almost, you know how in school you have that person on the public address giving you the rundown of what's going on? I think every day Dave Grohl just needs to give us all a message. He just has a great way of thinking. He's got a great perspective on life. He really dumbs it down for some of us, me. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just everything I've ever heard him do in interviews, I've never walked away going, wow, Dave just kind of has a little bit of a douchiness, doesn't he? I know some people give him a hard time just because he's such a likable guy. But if that's what you're giving a hard time over, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it is amazing how we're like that. You're right, Steve. I mean, people give Russell Wilson the same kind of hard time. And yet, you know what? The guy, I haven't heard a bad thing about the guy. Like, he goes and does a lot of great things. Same thing with Dave Grohl. I think we got to stop hating on people that are just living a cool life. And maybe we could live that same life if we stop hating on them and maybe just start emulating them a little bit.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I mean, you know, instead it's like, it's just this culture of bring everybody down. You're right. Dave Grohl is like the best thing for rock. He is really the best thing for rock because every time he does anything and opens his mouth, he always comes off looking good, making the genre look good, if you ask me.
And then his diet before a concert is ridiculous.
Yes.
Several shots of Jägermeister, Coors Light.
I hate him for that because I wish I could have that diet. I really hate him for that. Well, pro football player just admitted something odd that he does that really embarrasses him. And it's hard to not be embarrassed by this. He likes to put ketchup on his steak. I'll tell you who does this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are having a great year, and a lot of folks are, you know, giving props to Patrick Mahomes, their quarterback. He's had a good season. And, of course, perhaps one of the biggest breakout stars of the NFL this year.
Which is crazy, man. I remember thinking about the Seahawks were thinking about drafting him. I don't know if you remember that. They were having that debate for a second, and then he got swooped up by Kansas City before the Seahawks even. It just makes you wonder. Obviously, things are fine with Russell Wilson, but it makes you wonder if, like, that would have been some kind of crazy quarterback controversy. Here.
If they got their way and got him where they wanted to, but you know, Kansas City was like, no, we're not going to let him go that low.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ESPN, they just did a huge article on Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, found out there's something pretty odd about him. He's very
sounding like Kermit. Remember that audio?
Oh, that's right.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so the second oddest thing about him, apparently Patrick's very self-conscious about eating his favorite condiment, ketchup. Because there are just things that people don't believe you should put ketchup on, but if it's your favorite condiment, you'll want to put it on everything. And in this article, his grandfather asked him what it's like to be famous, and he says that, yeah, well, Grandpa, part of it is I eat less ketchup because he loves it on everything. And his love for ketchup, I guess, was like he was legit because he wanted it for his birthday. I mean, who asked for ketchup on their birthday? He did.
Wait, he just wants ketchup for his birthday?
Yeah, he would get it for birthdays. Like, they would give him birthday presents and it would be ketchup and he'd be like, yeah, this is what I wanted.
What would he have done if he got drafted by the Steelers and he got to play at Heinz Field?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's like heaven on earth for
you're
him.
Right, dude.
Paradise.
Yeah. I wonder if he gets nervous whenever he has to go there. I can't believe I'm stepping into the field named after the greatest thing ever created.
They're playing this year.
Yeah.
Is it at Pittsburgh? Because that's our game got moved for that Chiefs-Steelers game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where it is, but if it's Heinz Field, you're right. He's probably just going to be like a Nirvana. It's going to be Mecca for that dude.
It's like all of the ketchup.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Now he realizes, but he knows. He knows that ketchup is not considered like the high-class condiment by a lot of people, and so he's embarrassed to order it.
Why?
Because he thinks it's uncouth. He's like, I know people are going to think less of me.
He's one of the most popular football players, having an incredible season this year. Eat all the damn ketchup you want. I'd be doing press conferences where I'm just squirting ketchup packets in my mouth.
Yeah, see, he cares about what people think about him. You don't.
No.
Yeah, that's, I mean, which, you know, it's a great way to live. And so he was at a restaurant with his mom recently, started to eat his steak without ketchup, and she realized his, quote, unfulfilled desire. So she told him, Patrick, just ask for the ketchup. I know you want it. And so Patrick's like, no, I'm not going to do it. So she had to ask for the ketchup and then slipped it to him so that he could throw it on his steak.
Dude, how about a text says people who put ketchup on their steak are sociopaths. Kind of want to go yesterday, D-Ted Smith and I went to the Met just for a little lunch to go.
Oh, good.
Shout out
you.
To Diane, the server there. She's the coolest woman in the world. I don't know if you've ever been to the Met recently, but she works in the bar area. She's just the coolest, most fun lady to talk to. But, man, that would have been funny if I ordered a steak and then said, can I get a side of ketchup and just start dipping my filet mignon into a
I don't know why that's so.
I got the meatloaf, though, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, the meatloaf you put ketchup on. Hamburgers you put ketchup on. I understand those are, if you will, the lower cuts or quality of a meat dish you can get when it comes to beef. But it's not out of the ordinary to have your beef and ketchup. I know that it's not considered cool or the best condiment, maybe, but it's something we do.
What's worse, ketchup or A1?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah, A1
or
is
steak, yeah.
A1 is actually called a steak sauce.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're putting
people look down on you for using A1 if you're at a restaurant where you're getting a nice steak.
Totally,
yeah, I agree with you on that. You're right.
I think the idea is that it's an insult to the chef because a good steak doesn't eat anything else besides the steak itself. That it's juicy enough, it's flavorful enough that it doesn't need any sauce. And by adding sauce, you're insulting the chef.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
See, I feel like you're more like you're really insulting the cow.
Well, Steve, the cow's dead, so I don't think you need to worry about insulting
it. Listen, Bessie, you weren't tasty enough, and that's why I'm doing this.
The chef's working some dry rub into that damn steak. He's already putting, I mean, in a way, he's changing up the flavor, so why can't someone change it?
Well, that's the idea. Vicky's right. The idea is he's worked his magic. It should taste perfectly the way he did it.
Well, you don't know me.
Also, I don't like ketchup on my steak. I don't know why I'm arguing for Patrick Mahomes, but
yeah. Well, you could argue though that somebody's taste buds are if they've been ketchuped up, that is what they're used to. They may have, you know, they're maybe not used to the subtle flavors that would come with a steak just by itself.
Ketchup's terrible, but ranch, on the other hand, we could put it on
ranch
everything.
On steak.
Oh yeah,
you shut up.
No, I'm just saying.
If I wasn't in this room, I would beat you with.
Have
a
you
piece
ever
of paper.
Seen that they put blue cheese on steak sometimes?
Yeah,
that is not ranch.
Yeah, but I mean, you can understand
white and creamy.
Yeah.
No, you understand the cheesiness of what.
I agree. It's not as good. I would never put ranch on there. But the idea that who would ever think you'd put blue cheese on steak? But again, we put cheese on our burgers. But I'm with you, Rev. I think that steak needs to be enjoyed completely differently than I would enjoy my meatloaf or my hamburger. No doubt about it. So that's, I don't know about, and Steve, you know, you're right, Danny is a communist.
And a terrorist.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Patrick Mahomes embarrassed to put ketchup on his steak. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I know it's odd that I do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I know it's odd that I do blank. Your calls, your texts after the Kings on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So Kansas City Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes is embarrassed because he likes ketchup on a steak, and when he's now out in public because of his newfound celebrity, because he's having such a great season, he doesn't want people to see him put ketchup on steak. He feels really embarrassed about that.
If he feels embarrassed, just grab a football and show him how far you can throw that damn football. Have you seen those videos of him? He just throws footballs into outer space, basically.
Yeah,
it's insane the strength of that guy's arm. That's all the ketchup you want.
That's what you would do. See, that's why it's a good thing you don't have a lot of power, because you have no shame, you don't care. You know, you have no hair, don't care.
I am the no hair, don't care guy. Yeah. Yes.
And so
I don't have hair, otherwise that would be weird.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Patrick has inspired a lot of us to talk about the things that are odd, but we do it anyway. So we want you to finish this sentence. I know it's odd that I do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Dan and Issaquah, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Bob.
I missed that clip that you play.
Oh.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Bob Rivers, everybody. How's the honey flowing? How's the maple syrup doing? What's that? What you got for us, Danny?
So I guess I get told I'm weird. I know people that do it. I dip my French fries in my Frosty from Wendy's, but I also dip my nuggets in my Frosty.
You mean the chicken nuggets?
No, his boys.
Yes, the Wendy's nuggets in your Frosty is amazing.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have questioned his boys. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I always dip my boys in my Frosty.
Especially on a hot summer day.
Oh, there's nothing better.
Definitely. Yeah.
Heaven, baby.
Like the men's room commercial. Put a nice cold red between your legs.
Exactly. Now you know. So now put an ice cold Frosty right near your boys.
I'm the guy that I will not dip French fries in my Frosty. I know people love it.
Why?
You know, I don't know why, honestly. I don't have a good reason. I think it's just I like to save the Frosty as a dessert thing, and the French fries are part of the meal. I don't get the Frosty until I finish the meal. I don't want to incorporate the two.
Have you given it a shot?
No, I honestly haven't.
Dude,
he's broken up about this.
Life changing. The salt from the French fries and the sweetness of the frosty is just a taste bud explosion.
Dude, I'm sure I would love it, but for some reason I just don't get.
Do you ever have a?
Because I love ice cream on a waffle. It's kind of the same thing in a
right.
weird way.
But I say I think you've done it, but you just don't know you've done it.
I never dip fries into a shake.
Have you ever? But have you ever drunk your shake while you're eating your food, like your regular beverage?
No, I swallow first before I drink.
Oh, really? Because
what, you'll have a mouthful of food and then just start swigging on something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you get it to go down.
Wow.
No, I chew it, and then I swallow, and it seems to work fine. I'm alive.
Why do you think
people... What if we like to lubricate?
Wait. Yeah, that's why you drink water with a meal in the first place. It's supposed
some
to make
would
the
say
food...
do not drink anything while you're eating.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You could choke.
So,
I like how you looked at it like, some would say, I don't exactly know.
My buddy Jay is a fitness guy. He posted about that. You're supposed to eat your meal and then have your water, or drink your water first and then eat
your meal.
You've
got to give it a shot, Steve. You got to give it a shot.
You know all what? Right. And I'll do it for you, man. I'll get a Frosty, and I'll get French fries begrudgingly.
Look at you sacrificing for the greater good.
It's for Dan. Dan seems like a nice guy.
Good job, man.
I don't want to do it, but I'll try it.
Boy, it's, you know what? How tough does your life have to be? The biggest sacrifice is I will dip some fries in a Frosty. You know what? Let me have that kind of sacrifice.
Sometimes when I go to Dairy Queen or McDonald's, I'll just get the big old ice cream cone and just a big side of fries. And I won't dip the fries in the ice cream. I'll just eat them one, like, at the same time.
Yeah, see, that's
it's
the same
so
thing.
Good.
It's the same thing. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. If you're drinking your shake or having your ice cream while you're eating fries, it's like you're just dipping them, but in your mouth you're dipping them as opposed to outside. What?
Dip it in your mouth.
What are we talking about?
Let's go to Ben in Linwood. Ben, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. Ben, finish this sentence. I know it's odd that I do blank.
Well, my girlfriend gets embarrassed about this all the time, but I don't care where I am or who I'm around. If I feel like singing, I'll just start singing or rapping or whatever it is, whatever I tickles my fancy at the moment, but I'll do it in the store while we're shopping, at work. I don't really care. I get weird looks for it sometimes, though.
Do you do it when you're by yourself and don't know anybody? Because I do a little bit of that myself, too, Ben, but I only do it when I'm around people I know.
Oh, yeah, no. It doesn't matter who I'm around. If I feel like singing, like walking through Costco, I'm going to start singing.
Yeah, I'm self-conscious, but I don't mind making like my daughter self-conscious because I'll start just saying things loudly or singing things loudly because I know it bothers her and it also makes me feel good to sing.
Why don't you like it, Sarah?
Oh, hey. He just says the most ridiculous things ever. Oh, like, Sarah's an idiot. She's such a chumpy. We're getting cereal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in the supermarket.
That's a really good song.
That's a great song.
That's a legit song.
It's one of my big hits.
It's usually to that beat, too, but it'll change in every different aisle. You know? It's ridiculous.
That was actually a B-side to an Aerosmith song.
I love doing it in the Pacific Northwest.
Sarah's an idiot. She's such a chumpy. Let's get some cereal. Yeah.
Great song.
Wow.
Well, see, that kind of gets
it's
stuck
easy
in
to
your
learn.
Head.
Bro, I don't remember lyrics from some of my favorite songs, but I already know the lyrics to the Sarah's a chumpy.
Right? Yeah.
Sarah's a chumpy. Let's get some cereal. And the cool thing is that people in the Pacific Northwest, since, you know, non-confrontational, they will just go, as soon as, I can tell that their eyes are on me, and as soon as I look at them, they definitely turn away because they're like, there's something freaky going on here. He'll probably kill me with that cereal he's buying chumpy.
Well, and they think something's wrong with him. They look at him and they look at me like, is he okay? And then I take his arm sometimes and I'm like, oh, you can't take this guy anywhere. He's getting old. You know, like I have to make an excuse for it.
I'm just happy he's wearing his pants today.
I can't wait for that day where Sarah's going to be called in because I'm pantless.
Oh, no.
I can't wait for that day. I mean, I won't know what's going on, but it'll be awesome.
I'm not changing your diapers. That's all Uncle Chris or Vicky or someone else.
I'll do it.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
All right, we got Steve.
Yep.
I don't care what changes my diapers.
Sarah's an idiot. DJ had a poopy. I'm cleaning his diapers. Yeah.
Look at that, Steve.
That's the follow-up single.
Let's go to Desiree and Puyallup. Desiree, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Desiree. So how about you? What is it the odd thing that you do? Because we know, if I'm not mistaken, Desiree, you're the girl that likes to have fun in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
That's what I thought. So I'm wondering what you consider odd, since I think a lot of people would find you're very free and, if you will, let's just have fun with anybody. We can have fun with lifestyle a little odd, but you have something else that you find odd?
Yes. My dad, my brother, and my favorite sandwich is mayonnaise, cheese, and peanut butter.
Ooh.
What kind of cheese?
Ooh.
cheddar cheese. It has to be cheddar cheese.
Oh, cheddar, mayo, and peanut butter. I don't know about that combo.
I mean, we put peanut butter on hamburgers.
Not often. Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's mayo on the hamburger, too. So, I mean, it doesn't seem so far-fetched.
I think everyone should experience a peanut butter burger once, but it's too much.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know about this mayo, cheese, and peanut butter.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird. Yeah, sorry, Desiree. I never thought that we got to let you go.
Shaming her.
Yeah, that's really bad. The rest of the things you do are great.
But you're too weird. Get out of here.
Yeah, no, that's... I mean, I bet it would... I'd have to taste it to find out, because I love all those things, so I should love them.
So it says, Steve, I'm 48 years old. I've never dipped my fries in my shake until last weekend. It was amazing.
Okay, Steve.
Another person mentioned that clearly Steve needs to order two Frosties, one for the fries and one for dessert.
True.
My question is, do you go vanilla or do you go chocolate for this?
Great question, because typically I would always go vanilla for any kind of ice cream product. I'm not a chocolate guy, but I tried the vanilla Frosty once, and it's not anywhere close to being as awesome as their chocolate Frosty.
Oh, and that I'm a vanilla guy. That makes me sad.
Why?
Because I love vanilla, and to think that a chocolate Frosty would be better than vanilla, that means they didn't do it right.
I don't know if they didn't do it right. I just think when you have a Frosty, your mind is saying it's going to be chocolate. So when it's not, it just tastes weird.
Oh,
it's a mental thing, man.
Now I got
to
try it.
I got to go see a psychologist to get through this.
Yeah, you do, man.
Yeah, work it out.
Because everyone talks about In-N-Out having the best burgers or whatever, getting the animal style fries. And I swear, the best thing about In-N-Out are their shakes. Their vanilla shakes are insane.
Whoa, Danny.
Danny, you're out of your goddamn mind.
No, I've said this before. The shakes are terrible.
They are not terrible. You're an idiot.
You get them and they taste warm first off.
I appreciate you.
What the heck, In-N-Out, where you at? Where it was warm.
In-N-Out in Southern California.
Oh, no.
Are they packing it in with their hot food?
It's seriously terrible. I cannot drink their shakes there.
What flavor did you have?
Everyone. Chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
My wife will tell you why I want to go to In-N-Out. My wife will tell you it's because of the shakes. Danny, you are. You know what? You are officially disturbed in the head.
Have you had Dick's shakes?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good Dick shake. Shake is awesome.
Oh, I need to try that.
Yeah, what about the... I'm sorry. I have to try a Dick shake again. I can't. It's been a long time since I've had one.
Somebody says get the swirled Frosty, chocolate and vanilla mix.
What? They do that?
I don't know if they do.
Why would they do that?
Got to ask them now for science.
Maybe if you know the right person.
If you know the right person.
Is Vito working today?
Hey, Vito.
He knows how to do it.
I was wondering on the day of my daughter's quinceañera, can you give me a swirly Frosty?
That's what you gotta do.
Oh, there we go. Well, that was timely. Should I do it again now? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay.
On the day of my daughter's quinceañera. Where's the music? I thought. There we go. It's a well-oiled machine we've got here.
Okay. All right.
Never mind.
Your daughter's in the room.
I thought we were going to skip that because we're running out of time. You really want to talk?
We got plenty of time to hear.
I don't
want to
know what
talk.
She ought about her except her whole life.
Oh, hey. This isn't crazy too odd, I don't think, but then my boyfriend always brings it up and my friends and I get embarrassed about it. I love putting Parmesan on my pho. I think it's the yummiest thing with the hoisin sauce and they're like kind of noodles, so it's kind of like pasta sort of-ish.
I put Parmesan in a lot of soups. You know, like a chickeny soup or whatever. That's an Italian thing to do, I think, throw Parmesan in soups.
Do they have Parmesan at the pho places?
No.
Wait, so do you have Parmesan in your purse?
Maybe, sometimes.
Good for you. You're a good Italian girl. Good for you.
I have the little to-go containers.
Of Parmesan.
I fill them with Parmesan. I bring them to the pho place, and no one's looking, especially the waiter, because I don't know. I don't think they would like that very much, but I dump it in my soup and concoctions.
Sarah,
it's so good. Sarah, you guys have to try it.
You're very Italian. They don't understand that, but you know what? That's an Italian thing to do, to throw Parmesan in pretty much everything you can, including soups.
It makes it better. Yeah.
I think pho is overrated, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that shot's fired. Fired.
Nice try there.
You have it. It's not bad. But within 10 minutes, I want another meal.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? A joke from vaudeville? That's every joke they make about Chinese food. Oh, 20 minutes later, I need another one. I tell you, hey.
It's very overrated in Seattle.
No, but it is, dude.
You never heard that?
Yes, I have.
That's always the old joke about Chinese food, and now you're doing it about pho.
Yeah, but it's true. It's just a waste of time. It's like having a drink of water, and it's like, that's not going to satisfy me as a meal. I want something with substance.
Well, maybe try putting Parm on it, okay?
That's the thing,
Steve. That's what you're missing.
Do. You need the parm, buddy. Oh, that makes it salty and everything, too. Parm makes everything so good.
So good, yeah.
Real quick, I'm curious about Vicky. What she does that makes her odd.
Was that her existence?
Well, like, I used to have a really bad OCD when I was younger, and I've gotten better, so I don't really do this as often, but I'll do it sometimes. One of the many things was, if somebody walked by me, you know when you feel that air of, like, when somebody walks by
yeah.
you? Yeah. Yeah, like, you could feel, like, the cold air. If it was somebody I hated, I had to get that air off of me, so I would blow it off of me, or I would take spray water. I was, like, in middle school. And it was just a weird coping mechanism.
Yeah,
so
you are.
So someone that you don't like walks by, you have to blow on yourself.
Yeah, because I don't want their air on me. I don't want them to touch me or feel like I'm being, like, touched in their germs. Yeah.
You know, Vicky,
OCD.
Have you thought about talking to someone?
Yeah.
We'd let you go right now, as a matter of fact, because we all want to live, okay?
But do you like French fries and your Frosty?
No, I'll eat my ice cream and my French fries at the same time, though. But I'm not dipping.
What?
She's crazy.
So you take a bite of your French fry and then take a spoonful of your Frost.
That's how it
I like that you're calling me crazy. Sarah, we went out in Chicago and she's like, hey, Vicky, I need someone to hit me. Just hit me. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she punches me in the arm. And she's like, hit me like that. And I'm just like, okay.
Sometimes you just need a good punch.
In the face?
She wanted me to
arm?
Punch her.
In the arm.
Were you drunk, honey?
And then I had to even myself out and she had to punch the other one. I asked Joey to do it all the time.
A little adrenaline rush.
Yeah, but Joey's too scared. He's like, no, I don't want to punch you. And I'm like, come on, brother, just hit me.
Yeah, because, a man punching a woman, that always ends well.
Well, I mean, just like, lightly, you know?
Exactly.
Just a little love tap.
I get it. I mean, when Theta Smith and I are wasted, we typically have to find somewhere just to drop down and do 10 push-ups just to kind of get the blood going.
Right, yeah. You just kind of want to wake yourself
Again,
up and
you're
pump
not
out.
Punching street. A woman, though. That's the thing. You guys are having a good time. Nobody's asking you to punch a woman.
No, there's no punching of women in this situation.
That's the thing. Punching women, it's just a little frowned upon in today's society.
Vicky did a great job, though.
Well, she punched me first, so that kind of helps. I was a little mad because I didn't ask to be punched. So the rage helped.
Hey, Vicky, Sarah, have you guys thought of talking to somebody?
So, yeah, Sarah, I'm the crazy one.
Yeah.
We're both crazy.
Okay, yeah, you are.
Fair.
Yeah.
Someone says, along with Vicky, I still hold my breath when weird people walk by because I don't want to breathe their funk.
Well, that's different. If you don't want to smell somebody, that's one thing. But Vicky just doesn't want, like, the air of the passing.
Well, like, it started with one person who wore a lot of cologne, too, and it's just like, I felt like it was on me.
Well, I hate that. I hate when I feel like I'm swimming in their cologne. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Got this married man who reconnected with an ex for a very, very odd reason, and I'll tell you why at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.